Radio CSS Media,
your source for family-centered content.
RadioCSS.com.
And now, Audio Theater Central.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker. But most folks around here call me Whit.
My name is Finian Jones, and you are...
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Hey everybody, I'm JD.
And I'm Roy.
And I'm Andrew. We are your hosts for Audio Theater Central.
Welcome one and all to episode 24.
24.
24.
That would be 12 times 2.
Exactly.
Or 4 times 6.
Your math is impeccable.
3 times 8.
Yes. Can you go any more?
24 times 1.
Whoa. Slow down, Professor.
48 times 1 half.
Okay. We have not changed our podcast to a math podcast. We are still talking about audio dramas and such.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's very true. But that geometry will help you in life. So listen, students in my geometry class, learn your geometry. It will help you in life. Sorry.
Okay. Are you finished?
Is Andrew done ranting?
As they say on a local radio show, I think we've hit a cul-de-sac. We're in a cul-de-sac right now. We need to back this thing up. That's not good right off the bat. All right.
Well, hey, today we've got a review of Lifehouse Theatre on the Air's production of Pride and Prejudice. We're also going to be giving away a copy of the latest Jonathan Park album called The Copper Scrolls.
Whoa.
Giving it away. Like, just free.
Yeah.
It's rigged. I'm going to win.
To find out how you could become a winner of that, you got to stay tuned till the end of the show.
Huh. So there.
Yes.
Do you know how you can win, Roy?
You got to stay tuned to the end of the show.
Man, how do you make me listen? I'm part of the show. How come I don't know this information already?
Oh, what's that disclaimer they use? Employees are not eligible
employees
to win.
Employees and families.
Employees and their families are not eligible to win.
And friends of the
Well, family. I'm not married to Rebecca yet, so can she win? She's not family yet.
Technically, I believe if she enters the contest, she could win.
Oh, okay. I'll just use her email address.
Well, hey, before we get to all of that, we've got a splendid newscast.
Splenda.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Fake
Sweet.
Sugar.
I
Sweet.
Prefer Truvia.
Stevia. Go ahead, Roy.
Northern Lights Radio Theater has announced their next audio drama. They will be producing an adaptation of the stage play, The Lost Elevator. The latest edition of the Adventures in Odyssey official guide is now available. The October 17th edition of the official AIO podcast features interviews with three voices of John Avery Whittaker. If you have not heard this yet, you must check it out. Links for all these items are in the show notes. That's it for the news this time. I'm Roy, reporting for Audio Theater Central.
What did I say? It was going to be a splendid newscast.
That was splendid. Thank you, Roy. I just have one question. This newscast has raised a question in my mind. How do you lose an elevator?
That's a good question.
How is that even possible?
Hmm.
Is that like moving the London Bridge?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's the first and last time I'll say those words on the podcast. Okay. London Bridge. Never again.
I don't know. We have some feedback coming up later. But.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, should we jump into the review?
Let us.
This should be.
I don't like lettuce.
I was going to say tomato. Lettuce and tomatoes.
Tomato, yes. Parsley.
Yes.
Parsnips.
Black pepper and salt and turkey.
Bean sprouts.
Melted pepper jack cheese.
Ugh. Another cul-de-sac.
I would say so.
Pride and Prejudice review. Yes, here we go.
That's right. I'm very prejudiced against this review. I mean, against this show.
So against our show?
No, against this show. Okay, against this drama. Yeah, it's audio drama. So let us not start with negative things.
You need to have an open mind, Andrew.
I do. Yeah. Let us begin with positive things. Let's have the sandwich effect on the show. A positive, negative, positive. That's always the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So I'll be in the middle, and you guys can...
Actually, you have to kick things off with a summary.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind doing that. I like reading. That's okay. Do I not get any, like, intro music?
Andrew! Now, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Jones reading the intro.
Thank you. Some of the most beloved characters in all fiction are brought to life as Pride and Prejudice is faithfully dramatized with all the wit and wisdom of Jane Austen's charming 1813 novel. This classic literary masterpiece follows the dilemmas of the Bennet family as they pursue romantic antics and intrigue amidst the backdrop of frustrating social conventions. Elizabeth Bennet's prejudice against Mr. Darcy is only matched by the arrogance of his pride as this cautionary tale unfolds with humorous twists, delightful dialogue, and surprising situations arising from the age-old pursuit of happiness.
Hmm.
Very well done.
See, and no one would ever know that I was prejudiced.
Clap, clap right here for Andrew Jones. Yay. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Well, this is Lifehouse's most recent production, and it was released several months ago, and it features in one of the main characters, Elizabeth, Bethany Schwarzkopf, which she is actually one of the producers of the Lifehouse theater dramas.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
She has worked... behind the scenes, basically, on almost all of the previous ones, so it's kind of cool to hear her in an acting role this time.
That is very cool, and I must say that she did an excellent job in acting.
Yeah, she really did. I think she
very
was...
Very good.
Lizzie.
Very yes, good. The best actor in the entire show.
The best.
Yeah. This I don't know if this is going too far, but I almost thought that she was sounded very similar to... Kathy Sarah, who plays a lot of the roles in radio theater and Lamplighter. Now my mind's going blank on two.
That's just going too far.
Yes. We've gone so far that I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Actually, I'm sure you're right, though.
What you're saying.
Because her voice did sound...
Like the one who played Mary on A Basket of Flowers.
That's exactly who I was thinking of when you started talking about Lamplighter and Focus.
Yeah, I mean, her voice sounded very similar, I thought.
I would agree with you on that one.
Hmm.
Very good. Very good voice. Bravo.
So that's one of the actors. Shall we move on to the next? Let's mention Darcy.
Yes, let's mention Mr. Darcy. Yeah, that was very excellent acting as well, I thought. He definitely showed a very prideful demeanor throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, not the whole thing. Well,
listening to it, you're like, you get that, you know, you've developed the same kind of attitude towards him as she did.
Right.
As
right
Elizabeth,
off the bat.
Right, yeah, exactly. But and then once you know the end of the story and you go back and listen to it again, you can you see where he's coming from.
Yeah. Right. You realize.
Yeah.
What's behind his attitude.
Exactly.
And we must say this, that none of us have read the book. So we're coming at this story completely from the perceptions that we're getting from this drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, I don't know, but it may be a slight disadvantage because we don't fully understand all of the... Well, as you mentioned in the summary there, talking about the different... the social conventions of that day. Like, a lot of those issues, we don't quite fully understand. I mean, nowadays it's not like parents are like, marry these kids off, I want them to all married, you know.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
So it's like a completely different world that we're hearing about. So I don't know if some of those issues are fleshed out a little more, which I'm sure they are. In a book you can do that, but
right. Do we know how long the book was, like in pages and whatnot? Does anybody know?
I'm sure it would depend on the font size.
Okay. I was surprised.
You could probably print the whole thing on one page if you made it small enough.
Give me a microscope or something. No. But Lifehouse is very good at taking, like as we saw in Mark Twain and his Tom Sawyer and everything, mm-hmm. a book, and then condensing it down into...
Very lengthy books. Sawyer is not a short book.
Right.
Huckleberry Finn, of course, is much longer, but
But
still, Pride and Prejudice, I know it is a lengthy book.
and they condensed it all down into a, forgive me, how many seconds?
An hour
is
and
it?
A half, wasn't it?
Hour
and
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And for being that long, I mean, it's very fast moving.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That keeps you going.
Because they had so much that they had to
a lot of content. Yeah. They have like every girl to get married off, you know. So yeah. Five girls. Of course,
except
all
for
five
the youngest.
Of them, there's two that don't get married.
Yeah.
Two. All well, the three of them do.
Yeah, true.
In this story, in the audio drama. Yeah.
True.
So. Well, I just gave the whole story away, so there you go.
I'm sure most of our listeners have read the book. I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
We haven't. I know. So maybe not.
I feel kind of bad that I haven't. I know it's a classic, and I do enjoy reading classic literature, but no, again, I think this is some of the best acting we've had in any Lifehouse Theater production. I really think that Bethany stole the whole show. I mean, she did a fantastic job. Now, I was not too hot about the narrator, though. I thought, I don't know if that, you know, if you remember our interview we did with Paul McCusker a couple of episodes back about the Oliver Twist drama, how we talked about the use of a narrator in an audio drama and how it they want to kind of shy away from that as much as possible. They want the sounds and the situations in the story to tell the story without having a lot of extra, you know, stuff in there. But I really think that this narrator may have been used a little bit too much. I think, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm with you, JD, on the, I didn't really care for the narrator much. I don't know if it's just her voice. There wasn't a whole lot of like feeling or I don't know what it was, but I mean, right off, what kind of bugs me is like when I hear record, I don't know, just maybe taking classes or whatnot. And just, she had a lot of, in her voice.
Oh, really?
At the very beginning, and that kind of just turned me off. I was like, oh, really?
So, I didn't catch that. But to me, it was almost kind of confusing. Like, you hear this voice that in the beginning, you're mm-hmm. like, who is this? Which character is this?
Right.
And then you're like, oh, no, it's not a character. It's just some... So it kind of threw me off to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wouldn't have so much if it had been a male voice, because all of the main characters were girls.
The contrast. Before yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
But from, you know, this is funny because... Maybe I'm just in an argumentative mood. Because I was not keen on this drama whatsoever. But anyway, if you use a... I think maybe the reason they went with a female narrator is because the author is female.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I mean, maybe that's why. Because, you know, the author is Jane Eyre. It is a mostly...
Jane Austen.
Jane Austen, that's what I meant.
We know that's what you meant.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
none of
she
our
wrote
listeners
Jane
knew
Eyre.
What you meant.
She
so
wrote Jane Eyre.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, appreciate that, yeah. JD. Yeah. So, I just thought that was probably the reason that they had done that. But it's like a sixth voice that you have to try to figure out
mm-hmm.
who is this person.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and again, I was not into the narrator at all. But
another couple of points that. I wanted to mention were a couple of characters that absolutely drove me crazy. Mr. Collins and Mrs. Mm-hmm. Bennett.
Yes, 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 yes,
and
yes, 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 yes.
That I think that the point was for them to be over the top kind of characters, but I think they could have toned it down a little bit so it wouldn't have been quite so annoying.
Yeah, see,
I think this killed the entire drama.
Oh, okay. I understand Mrs. Bennett. She got on my nerves, but Mr. Collins was the preacher, right? The
mm-hmm. guy. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't bother me one bit.
What?
I thought he fit in his role just fine.
He was
fine.
So annoying. I couldn't
really?
Stand. No.
No, I thought he fit, and it was like the perfect character, the perfect voice. It fit for me.
Okay.
That's what it sounded like. Like, yeah, that works.
Well, hopefully for Lifehouse's sales. Everybody else will agree with you, Roy. Because, wow. At some point, I was thinking, man, I guess possibly Mrs. Bennett and Mr. Collins made the story drag to me.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I just wanted to find out what was going to happen with Elizabeth and Jane, because they were the characters that I guess I'm used to hearing more. They sounded more real.
Yeah,
Mrs. Bennett sounded so over the top that it was like, no mother is going to act like this.
She was over the top. I mean, she was, her nerves were shot all the time.
Yeah.
All
and it was funny at first.
Which, I mean, to act like that. That's pretty good acting, I would think. I don't know, kind of like to do that. I guess, but I don't know.
It was not cool. I was listening to this with my fiance, and we were just both kind of like, okay, can we move on? We're ready to move on to a different story. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lifehouse.
Okay, so let's just break this down a minute. So if you tone down Mrs. Bennett's character and maybe Mr. Collins as well, would that have been enough to make the drama more enjoyable to you? Is there something else?
I think so. I think those two things would have made it much better. And also, I understand completely the reason that you'd do this, but if in the adaptation they could have found some way to reduce the, I guess, older way of speaking, it fit, but at times they were talking so fast that it was hard to follow. Mm. I couldn't even concentrate on what they were saying because it was really hard to follow. Mm-hmm. The language would have been fine. But they were talking really fast sometimes.
Like in some of the when Elizabeth
and Mr. Darcy were arguing back and forth, it was very hard to follow sometimes because they were talking really fast.
Okay, I can see that.
I like that scene. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was.
The score and everything behind it. I was like,
I liked really the moving. Scene too because it was very good. And you know, I was, but I asked Rebecca. I was like, did you catch what they just said? And she said, I have no idea what they were talking about.
You know they're arguing, of course, but like, what are they saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You do have to listen closely because you'll miss. Mm-hmm. It was quite the verbal duel there.
Yeah, it was. I loved that. It was very good. It was excellent.
Speaking of that, I love that confrontation between, and we're going to give this all away, but between Elizabeth and Lady Catherine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the same kind of thing there. Just back and forth. And it was pretty rapid as well there.
Yeah.
But
I liked a little bit more, actually, though, I have to say, because that was really funny.
Cat fight.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think I've gotten all of the negative stuff out of the way. So overall, Roy, how many thumbs up or stars or out of 10?
Out of 10 stars?
No, out of 10 scale. Out of 10 scales.
If I have a 10-pound scale and I put this audio drama on it, how much would it weigh?
Probably about 3 or 4 ounces with the packaging.
Oh, Andrew.
Go ahead. How many out of 5
How many
stars?
Pounds?
Out of 5 stars.
How many out of 5 stars?
Yes.
I'm going to go with 4.
Out of 10?
5.
Out of 5.
Oh.
4 to 5 stars.
Oh, I heard it was a 10. Oh, okay.
4 to 5 thumbs.
That's a lot of people.
I'd agree. I would agree with that. Yeah.
2.5 people.
Now, here's one thing that was really interesting to me is it brings to life how much of an emphasis that they put on somebody's character in those days. I mean, that came up multiple times throughout the storyline with Mr. Wickham, with Mr. Darcy, with Elizabeth.
Well, with their social presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Because their character seemed to not matter as much mm-hmm. as the way they presented themselves. Because Mr. Wickham was obviously an evil person, you know, but he presented himself very well. In society, he was very friendly. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody even in one of the scenes that said, oh, Mr. Wickham always has this. I think it was Mr. Darcy said Mr. Wickham has a virtue of always making friends wherever he is. But he was obviously the bad guy. So, but Mr. Darcy, on the other hand, was not. I mean, he was proud, but he wasn't. He was the one with really the good character,
right?
But he didn't present himself very well in public, and he was always, I guess, like a wallflower. But, and they placed so much emphasis on that's why Elizabeth was prejudiced at first because of the way he presented himself, even though they didn't know what the character was. They didn't probe any deeper than just the surface.
That's true.
To find out what kind of person they were dealing with.
Although in one instance, when they were talking about Mr. Bingley, you know, Elizabeth and Charlotte were talking about him and Jane's relationship with him and saying, you know, Charlotte says, you know, Jane needs to let him know her feelings. And Elizabeth says, "Yeah, but we haven't fully investigated his character yet."
Basically. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not those precise words, but something along those lines. So they did try, I think. For the most part, I think they did try to get to know somebody before they made a judgment. But I guess the main point was, sometimes you can let your feelings get in the way, and you're not thinking rationally, and you're right. not willing to investigate before you make a judgment on somebody's character.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely.
And it really portrayed the stark differences in the classes in those days.
Yes. Right. Right.
Yeah.
With Darcy even saying, "No, I know you don't really fit in my class. I don't really fit around
exactly.
my hang, you know?"
I thought, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
And she's like, "What is wrong with you that you would even admit that all this stuff?"
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's great.
What kind of a proposal is that?
Yeah, I know.
You don't get with against my better judgment.
Exactly.
I love you. Okay. Oh, that's great. Thank
that's
you.
Romantic.
That's a way to just get right in there. That's great.
Yeah.
So. I thought that, but I don't know. I guess I'd have to give it like a 3.
A 3 stars?
Yeah.
That's not bad. You know what?
It wasn't awful. It was not a favorite.
It wasn't your type of story.
No, actually that was probably the reason I gave it 3 stars, because the story was really good. But I just thought all the rest of, I mean, the sound effects and everything, of course, were good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe you come to expect that so much you don't even really think about it, but
yeah.
It was just, I don't know. I was kind of lukewarm on the whole thing.
Okay. You know, and I think the music was pretty well done in this one as well. I am seeing improvements from the very first ones that we've listened to from Lifehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is right up there with some. I don't know. I think still probably Hiding in Plain Sight is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was really nice. That was the best that I've heard.
That. I like Princess and the Pigs.
Yeah.
No, I did really like the Rikki Tikki Tavi. That was
that one is good.
That one was very good.
That one, but yeah.
But we're not reviewing those today.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But let me just throw this out. In conclusion with this review, I mean, I still highly recommend it. You know, don't take our opinions always. You know, we're just letting you know what we think.
Yeah.
We're individuals with our own ideas about things, so I still say, check this out. You know, they're doing great work at Lifehouse Theater. But if you haven't listened to any of their earlier ones, because we kind of jumped in when we kind of jumped into the middle of their production line, you know,
right,
our product line, I should say. And so we didn't review any of their earlier ones, but go check them out. I mean, they've got some great stuff. So we'll have links in the show notes for some of the previous ones. And then if you're a new listener, you haven't heard some of our previous reviews on Lifehouse, we'll link to those episodes as well. But still highly recommend this drama. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. And even if you don't, then you can have something to write in to us about.
Exactly. A comment.
Right. Exactly. And tell everybody that you agreed with me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just remember that I'm in the minority opinion over here. So definitely still check it out. And listen to it, because it was a very good story.
Yeah. And thank you to Lifehouse Theater. They provide us these review copies so that we can bring this information to you folks. So
yes,
we thank them for that. I think we should jump into some listener mail. What do you guys think?
Go ahead.
So who wants to take the first one here?
iTunes review. I'll start.
Go ahead.
From the ceiling fan. I just like saying that. Ceiling fan. Hey, guys. You're doing a great job on the podcast. Thank you for all of your hard work that goes into it. Keep it up, with 2 exclamation marks. Well, thank you. See, Andrew, all your leave iTunes reviews is paying off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. I just drop so many hints that people can't help themselves. It's all subliminal messaging.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Well.
If you are subscribed to our show in iTunes, or even if you don't subscribe and you're just listening in there, leave us a review, please. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, or even just click like 5 stars. You don't have to. Yeah. You don't have to leave. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that kind of helps us in the rankings, in the iTunes rankings. It kind of helps other people find out about us the more reviews we get. Right. So if you're enjoying the show, please let us know.
Our goal by 2015 is to be on the front page of the iTunes podcast. Okay, so you got to help us out.
Yeah, let's keep up those ambitions there, Roy. Oh boy,
it's gonna be news and new and noteworthy, or no, what we're listening to, one of those. It's gonna, the top charts,
something like that,
under family and friendly and all that. Mm-hmm. Right there, right next to official Adventures in Odyssey, it's gonna be Audio Theater Central.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, Audio Theater Central, and then the official Adventures in Odyssey.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
As long as we're shooting for the stars, let's go for the furthest one out.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
So we have a comment regarding episode 20. Oh, I can't read this one. This has those two words I'm never going to say again on the podcast.
Well, forget
that. I think you must read that one.
You must.
What? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, this comment is from
Nathan.
All right. And he says, wow, that joke at the end was sad but hilarious. That would be Roy's department. Oh, Andrew, tell me more about this London Bridge that you have become so obsessed in expanding and expounding your knowledge about. Just kidding. And that was messed up. Hey, why do I have to read this? That was messed up. A death in the family, and you're excited about it. That really cracked me up. I'm glad somebody...
It's messed up, but it's cracked.
I'm glad somebody found it funny. My girlfriend didn't think it was so funny. Another thing, I blame you guys for getting me started with Lamplighter Theater. I have never been able to stop buying these stories. Hopefully with your LAMP67 code.
Yes.
I would hope. Thank you. Anyways, this review...
This is not in the comment, Andrew.
No, I stuck
commentary.
That in. I stuck that in. Hopefully you can tell by my tone what is not really being read. Anyways, this review and promo about the White Gypsy seems really interesting, despite my own judgment of the title. Does that mean he doesn't like it?
He doesn't
like
the title.
I'm thinking he didn't care for the title.
Like, you know,
because
he's not a white gypsy.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my order to arrive. Oh, yeah. Congrats on your engagement, Andrew. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, appreciate thanks that. For the comment, Nathan. And evidently, after he received his order of the White Gypsy, he posted another comment.
This is awesome.
This is the way that we love to hear from our listeners. Just people like Nathan just sending all kinds of things.
Yeah. He said, this was a great story, and I do agree with you all that the gypsy woman was overdoing her part. The best part of the story, in my opinion, was the ending when Willie was able to be reunited with his family, spoiler alert, after having to live with the trauma of his past for most of his childhood life, struggling to overcome it. It makes me think about how I used to have many things that I had to overcome in my past that now I don't have to worry about them any longer. I can't wait for more Lamplighter audio dramas to be published. Smiley face, Nathan.
All right. I think that should be redacted for spoilers.
Yes. Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Oh, well. It's all right.
Hopefully, okay. You've already went and heard it. So
exactly.
No, but appreciate the comments, Nathan. We really do. And we feel the same about Lamplighter Theater.
Yes.
Definitely. And, you know, we just because I just keep going back to this because I've never really said anything quite so negative about an audio drama. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anybody to think that I hated this story. So I keep going back to this. But we, on our review of The White Gypsy, we did bring out that the gypsy woman was much overdoing her part and all that stuff. So, you know, just because one or two things we don't necessarily like all that much about a drama, it doesn't make it a bad story or anything.
Yeah.
So you should. Anything we review is definitely worth being checked out.
Yeah, exactly. I was just getting ready to say that. You know, if we're talking about it on this show, we think it's worth listening to.
Exactly. Always.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this before. You know, there is a lot of independent audio drama out there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about that, you know, because we want to talk about quality. I mean, and if you look at our About page on our website, it says we're looking for dramas that have high quality in acting and the production values as far as sound effects, music, all that. So we talk about stuff that is good stuff. So here's a little bit of news for you listeners out there. We are working with several other big audio drama companies right now that they're gonna get on board with us, and we're gonna start talking about more stuff. So, you know, our primary focus initially was Lamplighter Theater Audio, or not Audio Theater Central.
Yes. But that is our primary focus.
True. Lamplighter, Odyssey, and Focus Radio Theater. You know, we called them the top three. And we still think they are probably the best produced dramas out there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just, they have such a following, great fan base. But there is a lot of other great stuff out there. We've, since launching the show, we've discovered Lifehouse Theater. And, you know, so we're bringing in these other ones. And I don't want to give it away yet who we're going to be bringing to you. But it's going to be some great programming. So, you know, and we've also added Jonathan Park series. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be hearing about that coming up. In fact, I think it's time we give away a Jonathan Park album.
That was a perfect segue.
That was. I was thinking while you were talking about this that I was going to say something that would bring us to Jonathan Park, but you handled it beautifully. That was amazing.
Why, thank you.
Yes.
It's our master segwayer.
Professional.
So let's talk about how you can win the Jonathan Park album that we talked about in the beginning of the show.
Yes, I'm holding in my hands.
Ooh, that's
brand
beautiful.
New.
Look at that.
It's still wrapped. It's,
man.
It is shrink wrapped.
And that is beautiful.
Under the shrink wrap is an autograph.
Oh, that's right. I see that.
It is an autographed copy. Jonathan Park, the very newest Jonathan Park, autographed by Jonathan Park himself.
Yes.
How about that?
It is volume 8, The Copper Scroll. And I think we should give this away. So it's been a long time since we've had a giveaway on the show. And so we wanted to do that. What we're going to do is, you have to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to email your answer to the following question to feedback@audiotheatercentral.com. And all of the correct answers will be entered into a drawing. And then we'll draw one name, and you will be the winner of this fantastic audio drama that we're going to be reviewing in an upcoming episode of Audio Theater Central. But you can win it first, and then you can send in your feedback so you can join in on that review. So
exactly.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
All of your emails must be sent. Must.
No
must.
Exceptions.
No exceptions. Must be sent by November 12th. November 12th. 2012. This year.
11:59 p.m.
Correct.
Yes. Exactly. So, send in your email with the correct answer to the question that we are going to provide. So, question.
The question is, how many times has Mark Hamby been a guest on Audio Theater Central?
Oh, that's easy.
I don't even know.
Okay, so answer that question. How many times has Mark Hamby, who is the executive producer of Lamplighter Theater, how many times has he been a guest on ATC? Now, email your answer to that question, feedback@audiotheatercentral.com. And as Roy said, by November 12th, we'll hold the drawing on November 13th, and we'll notify the winner by email. Now, I'm going to give you a hint.
A hint. We're making it way too easy. Way too easy.
Two-word hint. No expounding on this, but here's your hint. Episode guide. Okay, that's your hint for question.
Your two words.
Now, should we do something to increase someone's odds of winning, guys? What do you think?
To like, if they, to, so have another entry just besides their email?
Yeah, so
so they can enter twice, basically, to get the drawing?
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Should we do that? Make it more interesting?
No.
Well, of course. I was wanting to win it, I wanted to have as many chances as possible to win it. So I think we should.
I do too. I was only joking.
So how can we increase the odds of me winning? I mean, of
someone, someone winning.
One of our dear listeners out
of
there.
Of my fake email. I mean, yeah.
How can we increase this?
Well, let's do this. If you are a member of our mailing list, you'll get an extra entry into the drawing.
So the email address that you send us your answer
has to be the same as on the mailing list.
Right.
So if you joined our mailing list and you sent in your answer to the question of how many times has Mr. his name,
Mark Hamby,
been on our show. If your name, your email address matches on our mailing list and you send in your correct answer by November 12th, 2012, that will increase your odds of winning.
Exactly. So you'll get two entries into the hat, and I'll pull one of those. But
man, that's great. Yeah.
Double your odds. Okay.
An autographed copy of Jonathan Park. Isn't that great?
It's fantastic.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
That's got to be worth something. That guy's going to be famous. So
about 20 bucks, I'd guess.
That's awesome. Oh, make sure feedback at audio theater. Theater is spelled the only way that we spell it here at Audio Theater Central.
F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K?
Yes, exactly. No, we spell it T-H-E. Someone help me out.
Theater is R-E, not E-R.
Yeah. See, so at the very end, make sure. So if you, because I don't want people to be sending their emails to the wrong theater. And like, they're like, why didn't I win? Well, just make sure you have it spelled correctly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So feedback at audiotheatercentral.com. If you have any thoughts on this production that we talked about today, Lifehouse Theater on the Air's production of Pride and Prejudice, go ahead and leave a comment on the show notes. Or you can give us a call or send a text message to our feedback line, which is
623-688-2770. Once again, that's 623-688-2770. We'd love to hear your feedback on the hotline.
Absolutely. I think that'll wrap it up. What do you guys think?
Man, yeah. That was a great show. That was a lot of fun, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your compliment there, Roy. Appreciate that.
Go leave us a review in iTunes.
If no one else knows we did a good job, at least we do.
Well, we'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Audio Theater Central is a production of Radio CSS Media. RadioCSS.com.
You know, I had an observation the other day about hospitals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, like, I always have the hand sanitizer stations all over the place.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, the best thing about the hand sanitizer in hospitals, it's not the hygiene. It's that everyone walks around like they're hatching a dastardly plan.
Always rubbing their hands together.
Yes. They just need the smirk on their face.
Yes. Just walking around hospitals.
Got anything, Roy?
You want me to say something?
No, you don't have to. Good.
What did one iPhone say to the other?
What was that?
WhatsApp.
I need that.